The University of Kansas Health System is proud to be the official healthcare provider of the Kansas City Current. From youth athletes to the pros, we put player care first to turn their dreams into reality. Learn more at kansashealthsystem.com/kccurrent.
Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Excited to have our next guest on the show. Currently the Chicago Cubs pitching coach, but a Kansas City native, Park Hill South graduate, played at Wichita State, so you know Bluma loves him, and later played for the Kansas City Royals in 2012. We have Tommy Hotovy on the show. Tommy, good morning. How are you, man?
Guys, it's good to be here. I'm doing well. Good to be talking to you guys. You guys know I'm an avid 810 listener even here in Chicago, so good to be on with you guys.
Well, we appreciate you coming on the show, and we've always enjoyed talking to you and watching your success, and thrilled that you're the pitching coach for the Chicago Cubs. We've been waiting for baseball to return, and we're all excited about it. We hope everything happens according to plan, and in a couple of weeks we're actually talking about games. But your story has been a very harsh reminder and a cold splash of reality of what we're facing and what Major League Baseball is facing. And for people that don't know, Tommy Hotovy has battled COVID-19. And first of all, man, we're so glad that you're okay now and you're doing well. And so thank goodness for that. But if you don't mind, man, just take us through your story for people that haven't heard it here in Kansas City and what you went through and what that battle was like, Tommy.
Yeah, absolutely. So much of what you hear about, young people, healthy people being asymptomatic or very, very minor symptoms, that was absolutely not the case with me. I just turned 39 yesterday. I feel like I'm in really good shape. I'm not that far away from playing, and I take care of myself. I do a lot of things that, I make sure that, I'm healthy. And my experience with this was just not even close to those asymptomatic kind of stories. So I wanted to tell my story for a couple of reasons. One, because we were starting this back up. We had everybody coming to their hub cities and players and young people, athletes, their families. I just wanted to kind of give them a sense of reality of what lies out there and not just those other stories. So for me, it started out similar to a lot of those stories, just kind of a fever and body aches those first, 4 or 5 days. And then I actually had a day around day six, and I felt pretty good. I didn't feel like the fever was around, so kind of started getting my hopes up, I guess, that, things were going to get better. And then on day seven, started getting worse. And then day eight to about 14, so six straight days, I had, it's when it got into my lungs. And basically when it gets into your lungs, it gives you what they call COVID pneumonia, which is like a viral pneumonia. And I had 6 days straight of 100-plus fevers. Could not get my fever under 100 degrees. Couldn't sleep at night. Got worse at night. That's kind of like what this virus does. And then it just, the breathing worsened, the coughing worsened. And it got bad enough that I had to go to the hospital because they weren't sure how bad my lungs were. They knew it had gotten in there, but they needed to do checkups and make sure that it wasn't, my lungs weren't filling with too much fluid and all that stuff. So I went in, did all the checkups, did all those things I needed to, got on antibiotics, got on breathing treatments. I did not have to go on a ventilator because I was able to regulate my breathing well enough on my own. Basically ran through an entire day of testing and watched fly from the doctors, and they, for people to understand what's going on, around the country and the world, they basically deemed that I was going to be able to handle it myself, and they needed the room for somebody that was worse than me. And So I, you know, went home, was able to kind of fight it for another 3 or 4 days. It was bad to about day 18. And around day, you know, like 18, 19 is when I really felt like I was kind of turning the corner. And for the baseball world, for the sports world, for the people out there that, that think guys will, you know, can potentially get this and be out of your system in 10 days, I didn't have a negative test until day 30 from my first symptoms. So it took me a month to get it out of my system. That entire time I was quarantined from my family and my kids. And, you know, thank God my wife just had the strength to be able to do everything she had to do to keep our family safe and clean and also take care of me. And luckily not one person in my family got it. So that was, you know, my journey through that. Just had tests run this week. Still trying to figure out where I'm at. You know, I know I'm not 100%, but I feel like I'm getting there. I'm definitely getting better. But it's, you know, it's a long process and it takes a toll on your body for sure.
Tommy Hotty is our guest. Man, that is a harrowing story to hear right off the bat. So many follow-up questions come to mind. Did they give you any indication? Do they have any theory as to why someone like you why did it hit you so hard when then we hear Salvador Perez test positive and he doesn't have any symptoms at all? Do you have any idea why it hit you so hard compared to somebody else?
No, and to be quite honest with you, that's why we're doing a lot more of these tests, you know, afterwards. You know, I made this mention when I was talking about it last, you know, 2 weeks ago. I've been in Major League Baseball since 2004. So 16 years of being poked, prodded, physicals, tests for years. For 16 years, I've never once had any underlying condition. I've never had once had somebody say, oh, hey, your blood pressure is a little high. Oh, hey, maybe your cholesterol is a little high. Let's work on this. Not one time have I been around any doctors that have said anything and any of those results come back. So that's the, I guess, the scary part of this whole thing is, you know, they don't know. You know, maybe I just happened to get two different strains at the same time. You know, they have talked about it, this virus having multiple strains, and maybe I just got the worst one there is. You know, we're still trying to kind of figure all that out. And to be quite honest with you, too, my point of contact tracing was easy because I'd only been to two places other than my house that like for a week up to my first symptoms. And we couldn't trace it back to anyone. A couple people I was in contact with, all those people tested negative. The only other place I had been was a local grocery store. And so, I mean, that's literally what we had to trace it back to, is it had to have somehow come from the grocery store that one day that I went in.
Tommy Hotovy is our guest. He is the pitching coach of the Chicago Cubs and also a Kansas City native, Park Hill South grad, played at Wichita State, played for the Royals, and is a good friend of the show and Sports Radio 810 WHB. So, Tommy, how do you said you're having these tests, you're not quite back to 100%, but how do you feel now? Do you, I know you said you're communicating with your pitchers via Zoom and you haven't totally gotten back into everything yet, but just physically on a daily basis, how do you feel now?
Yeah, I feel good. I mean, I feel like, you know, strength-wise, it's definitely getting a lot better. I mean, I lost about 18 pounds total, you know, from spring training. So, you know, getting into spring training, you do all your tests. I got as low as, you know, losing 18 pounds. So that's more of the strength than anything, just trying to gain that weight back and stuff. And it's hard to do, you know, when you're quarantined in your house and you have, like, maybe some TRX bands and a bag of rock salt. You know, I can't really do a whole lot of workout stuff. So, but it's been good. You know, getting back to the field and getting around the players and kind of just throwing yourself back into that environment has been great because it keeps my mind off of a lot of different things. I'll be outside. You know, we'll be talking and I'll get animated about a pitch or an at bat or something. And I can feel my heart rate start creeping, you know, maybe faster than I'm used to it doing. But no, I mean, I feel really good. I'm able to be around and do everything at the field. I don't feel like I'm hindered. Still not cleared to really, like, play catch or throw BP or, you know, hit fungos, things like that, but able to do everything I need to do at the field, be around the guys and you know, just enjoy being back in that environment and not the quarantined lifestyle that I've been stuck in for the last 2 months.
Why aren't you cleared to throw BP or hit fungos?
We just have to get results back on, like, my heart and my lungs, number one. Like, what they see a lot now in patients, especially ones that have the get into your lungs, is just some potential heart issues and lung issues, like oxygen levels. So they just want to make sure that everything's functioning the right way before I'm, like, 100% cleared for, like, running and high activities. Throwing BP, when you're throwing, you know, 150, 200 balls in a row, your heart rate is spiked the whole time. And it's a great workout because you're just constantly moving for a good 15, 20 minutes. And that's just something that they just don't feel comfortable with me doing yet. I mean, they won't let me run. I've been able to kind of start doing some things in the weight room, but really have to monitor my heart rate. I've got one of those, you know, heart monitor rings that I wear just to manage all that stuff and make sure I'm staying within good levels. Well, now, hopefully, like I said, I feel good. I feel fine. But hopefully when I get some of those test results back, it'll give me a better indication of just kind of, you know, the way they put it is just how much damage was done, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Trying to see what all went on in there.
Tommy Hottaby, Kansas City native and Chicago Cubs pitching coach, is our guest. So, Tommy, you have this unique perspective where, I mean, like I just said, you're the pitching coach for the Cubs. Baseball's your life. You can't wait to get back in action, I bet, and you want to see baseball come back. But you've battled this virus, and you know how serious it is. And so, in your opinion, how feasible is it that we're going to start on time and get the 60-game season in? And do you think, based on what you've seen so far, that's possible?
I mean, Steve, that's a great question. I don't feel confident that we're going to get through an entire season. That viewpoint of mine changes every day, though. You know, I think some days you hear stories of all these tests that are positive and some symptoms guys are having, and you're like, there's just no way. And then 3 or 4 days go by, and you're like, okay, we only had a couple tests throughout the industry. You start thinking about everything we have to do. Look, if we get this thing up and running and off the ground, we will have threaded the needle as perfect as you can with this. If we make it through a 60-game season on top of that, it's going to be virtually almost like a miracle, you know, really. And a testament to all the people that are involved. Because we've had great conversations with our players, and one big reason for me to say what I did about my story and be here and be a part of what we have going on is because I want to be a resource to these guys and to their families, because they all have questions. You know, when I'm not working with the pitchers, the majority of my time has been spent around guys that are asking questions about what I went through, what my family went through, what to expect. And, you know, there's so many things. I mean, we talk about sports just because that's fresh on our mind and that's what, you know, my job is and what a lot of our jobs are. But think about how schools are going to make this thing work in the fall. Like, all these gatherings where you're going to have a lot of people in a small, confined place is tough. And this virus doesn't discriminate, you know, for the most part. It's easily passed on. It's passed on to people that don't even know they had it. A lot of the people that have been around the game that I've talked to said, had MLB not tested me, had I not been in that protocol, I would have no idea that I had it. And that's what my point is with this whole thing is, yes, it may not affect some of these younger players. They may be asymptomatic. It's not going to kill them, as what, you know, people say for the most part. But it's not all about us. We live with people that are not in the same shape we are. We live with people that are high risk. And to think that it's only about the players and the players' health is the wrong way to look at this. And I have had more people, in, not only in the industry, but outside the industry, in the medical field, people that have no idea, you know, never met in my life, I've had more of those people reach out that said, thank you for saying what you said about your story, because it's exactly what I went through. People don't take it seriously enough, and they need to hear more stories like that. Now, luckily for me, I just had the platform to say it, and to express it. So, yeah, I mean, I hope you guys can feel how passionate I am about this, just talking through it, because, it, I mean, it is a big deal.
Well, absolutely, Tommy, and this is the kind of stuff we all need to hear more of. And to be honest with you, it's not just even about the Major League Baseball players. I'll be honest with you, there are youth sports being played all over this city right now. And I know for a fact, in a few of those instances, there are kids who have been exposed to COVID and their parents are not quarantining them. And they're sending them to play in youth sports. And I think it's the same attitude you just talked about of, well, they're a kid and there's nothing really, you know, the kids aren't really, don't seem to be that vulnerable to it. And I don't want to keep my kid from getting to play, so I'm going to send them out there. We all need to hear these stories right now. We need to understand that it's not just about us. So to go a little further on that, though, Tommy, as well, let's go back to the Major League Baseball players, because your playing days are over. First of all, and you're listed as a person who's recovered. I'm going to sit here and tell you, I don't want to spend 30 days going through what you just talked about. I mean, if that's a success story, I still don't want to have that experience personally. I don't want to go to the hospital and then get sent home, by the way, not even because I'm not ready, but because they just they think I got a better chance of making it when I get home than somebody else. So I don't want to go through that. But second of all, your days as a player are done. What about guys that are playing right now that could have the same experience as you? Do we even know for a fact that they will ever fully recover to be the elite athlete that they were before after something like what you've been through?
No. I mean, quite simple. You know, that answer for me is we have no idea. We don't. And I just hope people understand, because the players do, And the staff does, the inherent risk they're undertaking just to play baseball and bring baseball back to the fans, put food on their table for their families. Some of them, you know, there's a lot of guys on one-year deals that are trying to do things for next year and trying to set their families up for things in the future. Like, there's a lot of stuff that goes into the decision. You can understand why people have opted out and don't want any part of that. A lot of those guys are just in a good enough spot with their families that they're like, you know what, it's just not worth the risk. There's other guys that don't have, you know, just don't have that luxury to make that call. Again, what you're asking me are questions I'm getting asked every day by the players. And, you know, we're doing as good a job as we can to keep everybody socially distanced. Luckily, baseball is a game that doesn't require, you know, much physical contact with another player. We're able to, you know, give guys their own balls, their own bat weights, their own bat bags, you know, rosin bags, all those things to kind of limit the amount of touching that we have. But yeah, I mean, we really don't know. We really don't know if 2 years from now, 10 years from now, when those effects would kick in. And again, that's a big reason why I'm doing all the tests that I'm doing right now. And Nate, I want to add one more thing to kind of your previous, and you were talking about youth sports and all those, you know, kids are playing with, you know, either going to teams and not being quarantined. Well, people need to understand, with the point of contact tracing, if somebody gets really sick, or God forbid they pass away, the CDC and the government is going to trace where they got that virus from. If that comes back to you and you didn't self-quarantine yourself or your family knowing that you had the virus or had contacted the virus, how would you feel knowing that you potentially led to someone's, you know, almost death? Yes, they may have underlying conditions, but how would you feel if they traced that back to you?
Hmm.
Tommy Hottovy, the pitching coach of the Chicago Cubs and native of Kansas City, is our guest. All right, Tommy, before we let you go, if you just have any message, any final message for your hometown of Kansas City.
You know, people were asking me what I wanted for my birthday yesterday, and I just said, just wear a mask, please. It's not that hard. It really isn't. If you care about the people around you, if you care about your neighbors and your friends and the people that you spend your lives with, and I get emotional about this. Just wear a mask.
Tommy, we really appreciate you coming on the show with us and being so open and honest and obviously emotional, but we really want to thank you for coming on with us, and we have a lot of respect for you, and we sure are glad that you're okay right now and you're improving, and thank you. Thank you for sharing those words with us, man.
No, I appreciate it. Look, I said this early. I get emotional because it's real for me and my family, and we went through it, and I appreciate you guys having me. Love being love hearing you guys' voice and you know, appreciate it.
Well, Tommy, let's try to end this on a better note here. I was reading the article at ESPN.com, and you had mentioned that it was always worse at night. I did have one follow up question though. You said that you wouldn't sleep from midnight to 6 in the morning. But then from 6 until 10, you would get some sleep.
Yeah.
Tommy, that's a very specific time frame there, Tommy. I don't, are you trying to say something in code through ESPN.com?
No, that's when I was dreaming of a Patrick Mahomes extension.
Oh, right. That's the answer I need. I was fast asleep from 6 until 10 a.m. every morning. Damn it, Tommy. I don't understand what happened here.
I know I tell some long stories on the show every once in a while, so, you know.
I was going to say.
No, we're good. We're good.
Okay.
And
I just want to make sure.
Just to add one more thing, just because you guys know I'm a huge KC and love the Chiefs as well. My son dropped this on me after the Chiefs won the Super Bowl. He goes, Dad, you had to wait 38 years for the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl. I only had to win 8. I only had to wait 8. So, no, that's good, man. I love it.
That is awesome.
Tommy, hope you have a great season up in Chicago, and we look forward to talking to you again real soon, my man.
Yeah.
Guys, appreciate it.
Thank you so much. That is Tommy Hottovy, Kansas City guy, Park Hill South, Wichita State, pitched for the Royals in 2012. Now he's the pitching coach of the Chicago Cubs, and he battled, hit a fierce battle with COVID-19, and he just wanted to share his story because he thought it was important, and it was very important, and I'm glad that he did, and I'm glad he chose to do that with us here in his hometown of Kansas City.
Can you imagine the picture he just painted, being a husband and a father, relatively similar age to me and you, and being in such bad shape after 14 days of battling this that you have to go to the hospital, and then having them tell you at the hospital, look, we got to send you home because we have other patients that are in worse shape than you, and we think you're going to be able to beat this thing. I'm trying to put myself in his shoes. How can you blame him for getting as emotional as he just did right now? When you think about that, just put yourself in those shoes. And then you got to go home and stay as far away from your family, your own wife and kids as you possibly can for fear of infecting them with this situation. That's man, that was a harrowing story to hear from him.
Thank you to Tommy Hottovy for coming on the show. We'll be right back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB.